Houston, Apollo 14.
Apollo 14, this is Houston, your friendly maroon team on station. Go ahead.
Hello, Bruce. How are you doing today?
Okay, Ed. How about yourselves?
Great, thank you. Bruce, these questions that are being posed on the probe operation, should I copy them or shall we just let you go ahead and talk about them, then we'll get back to you?
Well, I think probably the easiest thing to do would be start going through them one at a time, and if you feel like you need more time to discuss it or to recall the exact things you went through, we can just take the time as we go along. There's no big rush on it. It'd probably be easier than you're trying to prepare a formal report or something and voice it down.
Okay.
And we're just finishing up.
It'll be a little while before we're ready to go that way.
Okay, we're just finishing up the change of shift briefing down here, and probably be 5 or 10 minutes at least before we're ready to roll on it, too.
Sounds good.
Hey, Bruce, did you get a good night's sleep? You put in a hard day yesterday.
Yeah, I got up about 1:30 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. Felt real good.
Raj. We're happy to discover there really is a patch after all. We're constantly reminded of it.
That there really is a what after all?
There really is a patch.
Yeah, how about that? That's a beautiful one.
Hey, Bruce, would you pass on to Ray that it was not 100% at the bench check?
That's to Ray that it was not 100% at the bench check? You mean the... The equipment loaded on board was not completely represented at the bench check?
That's affirmative.
Yeah, we've got the backup crew.
I don't know why, but...
We've got the backup crew commander standing here monitoring the system.
We seem to be finding a few things around that we didn't see at our bench check, and a few crew preference decals.
Yeah, how was breakfast, by the way?
Hey, it sure was.
Yeah, and I found my headset all right this morning, too, but there was a little difference from last night.
Okay, you keep us posted on that headset.